Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you're listening. This is the Fool's Folly Podcast. So Darren, explain to our lovely audience what I'm doing at the moment.
Well, you're...
That's fun.
You're, I believe, I've only learnt this terminology now, today. You are putting the top layer on your nails?
I'm putting the top coat on my nail varnish, yeah. Because we're going out tonight.
The top coat on you.
And I hadn't had the chance to sort of do my nails yet, so I'm sort of doing it while we're doing
the podcast. Well, also, I got over to yours, and you pulled out two bottles of Peroni.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and you had a podcast. Yeah,
and you do it, and you had a bucket, a bowl of water with some ice in, and I thought they were to like chill the Peroni, and they're not. They're for your
for your nails. Because I like to chill my varnish, so it freezes nice and quickly. Down a smidgen.
Yeah, because I laughed.
your laugh is egregious. Yeah, because you know, I'm multitasking. I started it earlier. I've sort of been waiting for a package, so I didn't really kind of want to get too involved in the makeup process. I don't want to get too involved in the makeup process. It's all good. It's all sweet.
This is what last episode went from an arts podcast to a consumers podcast, and now we've gone from an arts podcast
to a beauty podcast.
To cosmetics.
I did. I don't know if I've told you this story or not. The other day, as a 26-year-old man, I did sit and watch a 40-minute makeup tutorial video with the intent to copy that makeup tutorial. Because there was some stuff on there that I wanted to do, and I was like, I sort of sat back after I'd watched it and went, wow, that's apparently what I'm doing with my life now.
There's no judgment. There's no judgment. You do what you like, baby.
So what have we been up to?
I suppose we should talk about... Well, finally, we're recording one on day that it's going to come out.
Yeah, literally.
So this is that as true? Close to live. We've never done one.
Was the first one... Did we not record that? Because we recorded a few episodes and canned them all.
Wow.
And then the very first episode...
I think we'd recorded it before and then edited it.
Oh, right, okay. We edited it on the day. Right, okay.
I think.
That could be the
case. So this is as close to live as we're going to get.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because we need an edit button.
I think that's, If anyone ever needs to be self-edited, it's Darren and Colin.
Well, I'll apologise now. If I sound more tired than I usually do, I have had, I think, about 3 hours sleep. I don't know how you slept last night.
I slept all right. I slept great. Hands now in the ice bath. Just a quick nail update. Yeah. And it's fucking cold. Weird that. Yeah, so I woke up. I probably had like 9 hours sleep. It was pretty choice. Spoke to my parents because they're away. It was very nice, very choice, very very good morning.
That's brilliant for you. I got home. Oh, I can't believe I'm about to say this sentence as a 27-year-old man. I got home and realised there was like no dinner around or no food left around, and it genuinely made me angry. So I went to bed like really angry. I stood in my kitchen at 1:30 in the morning going, God, couldn't anyone have left me any food?
Well, we had an interesting night last night.
Mm.
So since the last time we recorded, I think we talked about it on the last episode, both of us, we've been doing, I've been sort of getting back into stand-up again. I had a night 2 weeks ago, sort of as a recording. And then last night as well, we were both on a gig bill last night at Olbers for Comedy Island. And it was an interesting night. So, what was your takeaway from the whole? First of all, we should say it was great, and thanks to Steve for having us at Comedy Island, and you know, it was a real pleasure to be with the other.
It was
comics
really,
that were there.
I'm not going to talk about other comics.
No, I don't think that's fair.
I am massively confused.
Yeah.
About my own set.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about yours.
Well, I'm sort of in a similar boat again. So this is the second time I've done this routine, chopped and changed a bit from sort of last week when I did it.
Yeah.
And it just felt like there was an odd energy in the room is the only way I can kind of explain it, I guess.
Yeah.
Would be the best way to describe it. I wouldn't say it was a bad night. I wouldn't say I had a bad night. But I think we talked about it last night. So we went for a quick drink afterwards. I wouldn't put it in the W column, but I'd probably say it was a draw.
Yeah,
for me, it felt a little bit like a draw.
The few people I've spoken to today who have gone, how did it go? I've had to say, well, I don't think I died.
Yeah, I would agree.
But I didn't kill either. And it felt a little bit like an uphill struggle.
It did. It felt like we were going in with high. I guess maybe the problem is I had very high expectations of my ability. Maybe that's it. And I'm only kind of really coming to this conclusion now as I'm talking about it to you.
Yeah.
I think I might have put myself to a place where I probably don't belong. Where I thought I'm going to go there. I'm going to rock it. I'm going to rock shit. And I wonder if that's why I've come away, and because I didn't rock it, because I put myself on that pedestal in a way, wrongly, definitely wrongly,
yeah,
is that why I feel a little bit disappointed? And I wouldn't say I phoned in, and I'd say the same about yourself. No. It was just, I wonder if there's a level of anticipation that I had about how the night would go to how it actually went, and I wonder if that's where the confusion maybe comes from.
Yeah, mate.
Did I anticipate too much for what is basically some of our first sets, yeah, really.
But I was, so it's that's the third time I've done that set, mm-hmm, specifically, that routine, but kind of the fifth time I've done a set on the topic which I talk about, unconditional love. And the fifth time that I've done some of those jokes, and I kind of got to a point where I had never died with that routine. Yeah. I would always say I always did well with that routine.
Yeah,
particularly the end bit. Like, there's an end bit.
That final sort of bit is
normally
pretty
killer.
Winning. It's
normally
pretty winning,
killer, right?
Yeah. But again, is that part of it? Is it we're going, this material kicks butt?
I think it might be that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe it is that. Maybe
because last night I didn't feel as scared, and I wonder if that was a factor.
Yeah, maybe.
Because when I did Live Rail in...
last month.
January, yeah, in January, and then followed by Screaming Alley, that week I was terrified, absolutely bricking it. And I wonder if this time I was a little bit more relaxed, and I wonder if my focus was either not quite as sharp or I missed some of the... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you go,
I'm with you, yeah, I'm following.
But I also think... Where I take solace with is, I said I wasn't going to talk about some of the other acts, but from conversations we've had with other people...
Everyone...
It was a general...
Everyone had a tough time.
It was a general, like, oh, that was a bit tough.
Yeah. We were, a lot of the comedians walked to the back of the room, and then it would be sort of like a conciliatory shrug of the shoulders.
Yeah.
And like, whoa, did you... Okay.
But it was just weird, because I don't feel like... I don't know how you felt while you were up there, but like, a lot of people were smiling... And, like, tittering and whatnot. So you might have just got a lot of people who don't have big laughs.
Yeah, which can happen.
Which can happen. And they're, like, they're enjoying it, but they're not vocal, which obviously does fuck all for you as a comedian.
Yeah.
Because you kind of live off laughter. There were a group of girls, particularly in the corner...
yeah.
...who were, like, who really enjoyed you. And actually during my set, I was like, okay, you seem to be quite getting it. I even heard one of them go at one point during mine. It's the only thing that really gave me real solace, because I felt a little bit dejected afterwards. I heard a girl go, oh, he's so good.
Oh,
like,
really nice.
And you're going, yeah. Oh, okay, fine. Like, that's sure. that's nice. But
because you do only need... No, that's right. I was about to say, you only need a few people to really enjoy it, to get the most out of it. But that's not quite true, because actually, from an ego... This is an ego game. It's very much an ego game, and you do want to feel good about what you're doing. But even in a room where people aren't giving you necessarily the sort of feedback you might get at a comedy night, i.e. laughter.
Yeah.
At least you've got a few people having a good time and having fun.
I felt, but my thing was, I didn't feel, because there was only, I think there was an act called Trevor Feelgood.
Trevor Feelgood.
And I think he was probably the only actor you could definitely say he killed.
He killed it. Yeah, he absolutely smashed it. He was deservedly so.
Deservedly so.
Because that material
it's really funny. Really, yeah. That persona is very funny. I've heard of Trevor. I'd heard of Trevor Feelgood. And he added me on Facebook. I was about to say years ago, months ago.
Oh really?
And I'd never met him. Mm-hmm. I just got this Facebook request, and I was like, oh, okay, fine, he's a comedian. I'll add him. So I've sort of... He's been on my radar for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've never seen the act.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because even so, I was sort of, listening to some of the other comics talk about it, and a lot of them have seen him before, sort of, friends of ours, people we've met before, talking about how, like, they were like, he's always great, and that's, and tonight he killed it even more. Yeah. Like, he's always great, but that's the best.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
one
yeah.
of the best ones he ever done. And props to him, because part of you could go, and I would say I never would, I don't know what the future holds, but part of you in your back of your head goes, shall I just phone this one in? It's a struggle anyway.
Mm.
How much should I feel like I should try? And there I didn't feel like that from any of the comedians. I don't feel like anyone was going, oh, this is a crap room. Not a crap room, that's wrong, sorry. This is a tough room. It's an uphill struggle. I'm just gonna phone this one in.
I think there were some factors for the room though for me. I might be clutching at straws. I think the weather does a thing.
It
was a bad,
melancholy.
It was a melancholy, horrible day
compared to today.
All day. So it was like dark the entire day. So people have not had any sunlight, and it's a bit dark. It's a Thursday night.
Yeah,
so which it's not,
you know,
quite the weekend.
Everyone's kind of prepping for work still, generally on Friday.
It's not quite the weekend. It's actually in that room. It's quite dark.
It was a little bit dark, actually.
It is a little bit dark, which can kind of bring the mood a little bit down. There's particular lighting. So like in Live Rail, in that pub, there's a nice lighting.
Yeah.
To it, it is dark, but it's.
It feels, it's like a warm light, though, isn't it?
It's a warm light.
It's not
going
like
through
clinical bright. Yeah. It's like sort of warming, like sunrise.
Yeah.
It's like sunshine brightness.
And it's Screaming Alley, obviously, it's a show.
Yeah, that's
it's
a very different.
It's a different thing, right? There's a.
And also there, you're. And I know we were on a stage in Olbiz, but it's obviously not. It's you know, like, what, a foot probably off the ground in.
Yeah.
Excuse me. In Screaming Alley, you're raised, it's a full stage set, you're raised right up, you're the focal point, you're lit by an enormous spot that comes beaming through the middle of the room.
Yeah. Well, also, I don't know if it's always the case at Screaming Alley, but obviously the time we went, and I think it's going to be this evening, because we're going
again.
Pretty much what we do. We're recording, editing, and then go to Screaming Alley. So.
Yeah, we're going to go for some dinner.
Yeah.
We're going to get plonked.
Yeah, then we're going to go to Screaming Alley and get on it in a really nice, respectful way that doesn't in any way interfere with anyone else's enjoyment. Apart from that, we're going fucking mental in a way that affects no one else.
We're going absolutely wild together.
In a really respectful way.
In a highly respectful manner that affects no one else's enjoyment, hopefully. Oh, we've had half a beer.
I can't remember what was going to say. But yeah, it's Screaming Alley. Also, I think the only thing with that room in Olbis, and that's kind of the luck of the draw because it's a Thursday night, which is the room we were particularly in, there's this kind of chasm at the back that's kind of left empty. So the room is compact at the front, but there's this...
In Olbis.
So there's this like cabaret-style seating at the front, which was actually really nicely full.
Yep.
But there is this weird... I think you feel it, right? Your spatial awareness goes, oh, there's kind of no one at the back.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Making Waves...
Oh, the Showcase Night.
Showcase Night.
Yeah.
And you know, it was full.
It was full to the back, wasn't it?
So that was like a... It felt crowded.
Yeah.
Which was which made for a nice atmosphere.
Mm.
And obviously we didn't have that. Because it had moved into that room, because normally I think the Comedy Island is in the dugout.
Right, okay. Which is interesting, because I think that's probably a nicer room to potentially perform to, because, again, there's like a tribal sort of mentality and feeling, I think, when you're in comedy. You're almost laughing and sometimes not really knowing why.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're just surrounded by other laughter and laughter's contagious.
You know, it is
laughter's
contagious.
It absolutely is.
It's the 10% rule. If you can get 10% of the room to laugh, and dependent on how many people in the room there are, that spreads like wildfire. So you've got 100 people and you get 10, that's probably going to spread. But
it's going to spread out.
But how many people were probably in that room? 30?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. 35, yeah, that's probably about right, isn't it?
35,
yeah.
And then maybe 40 when you add the axe and...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But how did you...
What
I was going to say, because I meant to say this to you yesterday, how did you feel, honestly, and also not taking into account me being there as well? So how did you...
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Colin Ward,
as a comic.
How did it feel for you?
Because from last week to this week, I changed some of that set. The whole opening was the same premise, but, you know, in a slight newer way, and there's some jokes added in there that I hadn't had last week, but they're kind of in the same vein. There was some stuff there that really, really worked for me, and there's it makes me go, it's sort of another level to the, I think the thing we talked about before, it gives me that, no, I can do this.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I've got the drive to do this, and there is the potential for me to be competent at it. Dare I say good. And you know what? As much as it was a struggle, I had a good time. I still had a really, really good time. Yeah. It was good to be, I know you said exclude you, but it was good to be there with my friend, being on the same bill. That was really nice, actually. You know what? That was really fucking nice for me. I really enjoyed that feeling.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Yeah. I'll come on to this later. I'm going to pin that.
Sure. I enjoyed that feeling. That actually, in a way, it felt like it alleviated the pressure for some reason.
Interesting. I'm going to pin that.
Sure. Okay.
I'm going to pin that.
It was really nice to see sort of some of the acts I've seen before. It was nice to see some new people that I'd never really met. I just had a really, really good time. And even though it was a struggle, it makes me go... I think some people, if they had that night and they struggled and it was an uphill battle, that could turn some people off. I think that could turn a potential comic who is new, because let's face it, this is my second gig in 2 years. I think that could turn some people off and go, oh, maybe not.
Do you think you would have felt different if you hadn't have done the live rail the week before?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I think live rail probably went better as a whole set.
Yeah.
But there were punchlines I hit it last night better than I did in the previous week.
Right.
So, and that was nice. I still don't think I would have quit wholesale after last night, but it would have made
me... It would have rocked you a little bit.
It would have rocked me a bit more, I think, and it was nice having the opportunity to test out some material and go... Because then what that did is made me feel like I belonged on a bill last night where people are paying to come in.
Yeah.
You know, like, actually, I do belong here with these other people who have been doing it for far longer than me and are far better at it than me.
Yeah.
So go on, then what was your...
It's interesting because I found it a weird pressure.
Weird
being
okay.
on the same bill as you, because I really don't mean to patronise you. I look at myself as like your little brother.
Sure,
your brother, and I know we're only a year apart, but you're like little brother to me.
Sure,
and I love you, and because I've not done it much more than you.
Yeah,
actually, but a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of me that wants to like I want to kill to make sure it's okay.
Right.
So like
okay.
lay the ground to go like it's almost like the I sound like such a wanker. But you know like
I get what you're saying.
The Mufasa like
sure.
I'm going to make this okay. I'm making this okay for my boy.
Yeah. I get that. I totally get that.
Which was weird because actually I was due to go on before you.
You were. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was what then that was going to be the thing right. I'm going to try and kill.
And, make sure the room's nice and warm and welcoming.
And welcoming, you know.
Yeah.
Which obviously then changed a little bit.
Yeah, because I ended up going on
in the second act. And that was where I think... Oh, again, I made this joke when we went out after the gig.
Yeah.
It's like I sound like a Formula One driver trying to work out all the excuses. So I didn't quite go as well as it did. I think two things happened. Well, some people left in the interval because mm-hmm. you had a group of friends.
I had a group of pals who came see,
left. I think some other people left. So there's less bodies in the room. So there's less laughter to go around. And actually, I went after Trevor.
Yes.
I went after Trevor Philbin.
Who is the guy we've said absolutely
and
fucking
he,
nailed it.
He killed. And actually, at that point, I think they were done.
Yeah, after his show. Sure. I can see that because by that point, you're looking at just after 10 o'clock.
It's just after 10 o'clock on Thursday. And a largely, slightly older audience
as well.
It was,
yeah. Yeah, it was a little bit older.
I think it was time
to clock out.
I don't know. I really beat myself up last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to review it and I was like, well, I got like consistent kind of...
titters
gentle laughs and then some big laughs but I didn't get big laughs for the stuff that I was like oh that always gets a big laugh
sure.
And that I don't want to say irritated me
I can see why it would irritate
but like, I do a bit at the end of my routine where I do a performance review of my partner right
mm-hmm.
which I, as always landed
It's always a very good joke, you know, contextually,
when you throw it to your partner as your colleague and then break down all the things that she has done that's have annoyed you, and right. It's just minor irritations. And I changed the punchline last night on one because
on
it's
the
always
fly.
Well, no, not on the fly. I changed it deliberately, which is I detail the things that have annoyed me, and the first one is please don't leave your toothbrush too close to mine in the holder. And normally I go, please don't leave your toothbrush too close to mine in the holder. I don't want bristles touching. And it's kind of like a little throwaway because I'm building to the third one.
Yeah.
But last night I changed it to, don't leave your toothbrush too close to mine in the holder. Our bits can touch, but our bristles can't.
Yeah.
Which I think is a funnier line, right?
Definitely.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, okay. But then the third one, which always, I've probably been a bit spoiled. I'm kind of used to this, getting an applause break.
Mm. And that's
as a line, and yeah. that threw me because it got a laugh. I'm like, oh, I'm used to this getting a big laugh. This is like the bit I've banked on. The third one being basically, please stop putting sugar in my tea when I'm not looking. I know you find my irritable bowel syndrome funny, but I nearly shat myself in Sainsbury's.
It's a good joke,
right?
And again, that it comes back to that point I said earlier. Are we guilty of anticipating way too much?
I think so. I mean, I would actually lay that at me more than you, because I felt after the first two lines that I did, because I was getting little titters as I was getting to the stage, because my face is a scowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your character's inherently not unfriendly, but.
I wonder if they were also a little bit done, and then they're faced with a guy who's like,
who's
that, right? So there is that. Yeah, you take your ice bowl away for your nails.
Well, yeah, little nail update. Anyway.
Well, I wonder
the nails are finished. They look really nice.
Are they completely done?
They're completely done. Yeah,
they do look nice.
Yeah, got turquoise and black. Goes my outfit, for fuck's sake.
So yeah, I wondered if they were a little bit done and didn't appreciate that. But it just confused me because obviously I go, oh well, I've done this routine so many times now, or a few times now, so I know it works.
Yeah.
It just didn't work today, and I just find that I'm because of where we are early in the stage of doing stand-up.
Yeah.
You go, oh, that bit's really interesting to me, where it works in one room and it doesn't work in another. And,
you know. And I guess that's probably, you know, it would be talking to other comedians who've done this for a while and going, and actually going, how do you bounce back after that? What do you do? Do you have any tricks, or do you just chalk it up to, fine, and then the next room's going to be the one?
I do feel I was hurt yesterday a little bit. Mm. I do feel fine today.
Sure.
Do you feel
fine? I feel fine, yeah, after a night's review. And again, now talk about it now, because I didn't do much self-reviewing sort of last night because it was late and things like that. Talking about it now and wondering those things, like, am I anticipating a bit too much, etc. and so on, the things we've kind of discussed. It makes me sort of turn around and go, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm going, nah, let's do the next one now. Let's do the next one.
Yeah, because I feel that.
And we'll go and kill it.
I feel like I want to go and do it again and do it till it kills again.
Yeah.
What I'd be really interested to is the other comedians, because, you know, there are others who are more established and been doing it for longer who did struggle last night or felt that it was a struggle. And it'd be really interesting to talk about what happened to me at certain points. And this is what I beat myself up a little bit about, was that something didn't get a laugh and I let that knock my rhythm.
Yeah.
And then I miscued the rhythm of things that I've nailed every single
time,
which annoyed me. And then how you sort of do a joke that doesn't quite get what you wanted it to, and then, but don't allow that to ruin the rhythm of what else it is you've got to do. And I think that's probably an art form.
Oh, it's definitely
a skill in itself.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Again, I think it comes back to that. I think the takeaways for me are, it hasn't knocked me so much that I don't want to do it again. If anything, actually having a tougher time makes me only want to go out and prove, not to anyone else, just myself. It wasn't, neither of us died. It wasn't like a completely flat night. And we're still very early. You know, both of us, even, you know, we're still very, very early. There's still a distance to
go. We don't even rack up 20 gigs between.
No, absolutely. Do we even rack up 10? Just over 10, probably?
Just over.
Probably not much
just
over,
over
yeah.
10.
You're at what, 8 or 9?
Yeah.
And I'm at 2.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're probably just only approaching 15. But yeah, so that's it. Comedy in review, I suppose. Keep an eye out. We'll probably post everywhere where the next one's going to be. What we got to talk about to wrap up? So we should probably, because we talked about it briefly at the top of the show. We're going to Screaming Alley afterwards, and it's the launch night for POW, the POW festival.
Yes, today, isn't it?
Festival, it is today. The 6th, and it runs from today until I think like the 15th.
Yeah,
tickets available. Everything will be in the description for all events,
all POW events. Yeah.
So just sort of go and check stuff out, because there's some amazing stuff on there. Absolutely brilliant.
Loads of events, loads of exhibitions, shows, talks, stuff to get involved in, workshops. Yeah.
A lot of the stuff, you know, very, you know, only bigger and better than when we talked about it last year.
Yeah. Absolutely. So each year it gets bigger.
Yeah. So, but that's probably going to do it for us.
Yeah. Is there anything else we need to plug?
Nothing really coming up right at the moment. I've got an holiday.
Can you plug in that? Do you need just to set up a GoFundMe for that?
Maybe I will. Make a little Cure Connor of the Coronavirus fund.
You can't call it curing Connor.
Oh no. That was calm.
You can't. This is why you don't let me drink and get on the microphone.
don't get me wrong, I fucking think it's a great joke. We just can't. if I was a braver man, I'd be like, that's staying in.
Do we just bleep it and just go, you can't? And then leave all the...
Oh, maybe. Even then, I feel, uncomfortable about it in my skin. Right. We'll see. We'll see in the edit. Right, anyway. We're going. We're going to go get ready. We're going to go out and get beers.
We're going to get very beers.
Cheers, mate.
Again, cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Again, in a very respectful way.
In a very respectful manner. But as always, we've been your fools. Connor Maud.
Darren Hill.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, friends.
Bye. Yeah.